John, 1-1 draw at Stalley Bridge, but I mean, in some ways, you're sort of lucky not to lose, but how come you didn't win? Because you had so much of the play.
Well, I mean, it's a, games are like that sometimes. I mean, we were dominant for long periods, and of course, when they, you know, even before they went down to 10 men, we were on top, and we looked the more likely to score. Subsequently, once Matty Hughes went off for a second yellow, give them more problems, so they had to retreat even further than they were doing from the early points. You know, so. We had opportunities from that point on. There was always going to be space once they were down to 10 men. You know, they sacrificed a second striker. You know, so but we still found a lot of space, and you know, we probably just let them off the hook. We just that little bit lack of the final ball, a little bit of quality, and the you know we when we got in and the keeper having a very good game as well. That was a big factor.
I mean, I don't mean this in a big-headed way at all, but you seem to play with a bit of a swagger today, a confidence. And I mean, to me, it's indicative of how the clubs, far the clubs come. I remember watching Curzon 30 years ago when there were about 70 in the crowd. You had that many behind the goal today making noise. And here you are at Bowerfold, New Year, playing on level terms and the better team.
Well, it does say something about how far we've come as a group, as a club, you know. Coming to Stalley Bridge and dominating the game, it's something that wouldn't have happened, you know, a few years ago. We've all grown up a little bit. The club's grown up. The players have grown. The talented lads, they're confident. We've got a system that we all understand. And, you know, we've shown week after week that we're a decent side. You know, we're not world beaters, but we're okay and we're honest. We work hard and we try and play the right way. With respect to Stalley Bridge, we were the only team looking to try and play the ball and get the ball on the floor, pass. Liam Watson's sides do tend to go a little bit direct down the channels. And we were trying to play. I mean, I personally, well, if you're a Stalley Bridge fan, don't be offended, but I wouldn't want to watch that every week for my entrance fee. But from our point of view, you know, how they play is nothing to do with me, but I know it's not entertaining. It's not exciting, you know, and they scored a very good goal. Dixon, you know, we should have done better defensively, but he finished it really well. But I'm really pleased. We've played the right way. We've passed. We've worked really, really hard. And all credit to our lads. You know, we it was important that we got something out of the game, I think psychologically. And going forward, you know, it's just another bit of progress for us.
Speaking of that progress, sooner or later people are going to twig that Curzon are a good side and not just sort of, you know, you're not going to be the underdogs or overlooked. People are going to realise how good you actually are.
Well, I hope it's not in the near future, but, you know, all that we can do is keep trying to go about things the way we feel is fit. You know, teams... I don't think teams necessarily take us lightly, you know. I think we've just got a way of going about things and our mindset. We don't make excuses. We don't allow players to make excuses if they make mistakes, they get things wrong. You know, we accept it, but we won't let a player make an excuse. There's a very, very strong-minded, strong-willed mindset in there. And everybody buys into it. You know, our work rate's good. The fitness levels are good. We've got a lot of quite young players in there as well, which is also a plus. Nothing like having a bit of legs in your team. And, you know, all credit to the players. They have been fantastic. They have found the feet. It took us about 8 or 9 games. They have found the feet. And we're in there and we're able to challenge anybody on a given day at this level now. And... you know, you wouldn't have said that probably 3 years ago.
It looked for a while after Stalley Bridge took the lead early on that, you know, you weren't going to score no matter what. And then it needed something special, and you got that from Ryan Brook. I mean, that was a super goal.
Oh, a great strike. And I knew as soon as he set off and he did a little turn just outside the box, and I knew he was going onto his left foot because he'd got two really good feet. I knew he was going to strike it. If he could get the yard away from the defender, he was going to strike it. And if he middled it, I knew he'd strike it with some power. And it took a strike like that to beat the keeper, to be fair. I mean, Ryan's very unlucky not to have scored in the first half from a header, from a corner. He made a brilliant save at the near post. How he kept it out, I don't know. And, you know, he was very good all day, you know, and everything we fired at him, he seemed to save. But Ryan's goal was fantastic. It just gave us that lift again, that belief. And unfortunately, we couldn't find the second one. And sometimes you find goals when you're not really playing that well, and sometimes when you're on top, you can't quite get it over the line. And that was the case really today.
Great, thanks.